What's up, Dialed fam? Happy Thursday and welcome to episode 99 Weekly Thoughts. My name is Derek. I'm the owner and head coach here at DialedHealth.com.
And I'm Amber Simon, project manager of DialedHealth.com.
We do have a lot of topics for the Weekly Thoughts this week, and I can't wait to get into them. Do you want to tee me up a little bit on this, Amber?
Yeah, I mean, he's been dying to tell you guys about this. The last two episodes, he's been hinting and dropping little hints. And you know how he is, because sometimes he just accidentally drops it and just like lets the cat out of the bag to deal with it later. But he's kept this to himself and he is dying to tell you. So like, let it out.
That's true. That's because there's other people involved. I will tell you guys, I am the most transparent person about myself when it affects me, Dialed Health stuff. It involves someone else. They need me to keep it a secret. I'm also very trustworthy. I want you to know that. But if you tell me something, you better tell me it's a secret. Because if you don't, I might tell the whole world. That's your warning, okay? But if you tell me it's a secret, no one's going to ever find out. I can assure you that. Not even my own wife. But I don't know if we should go down that road. Anyways, speaking of my own wife, this is what the news is about, you guys. Last time I told you, I had something happening at the beginning of the year that was going to be the biggest game changer for Dialed Health. And it's been one of the biggest hurdles. And it's put the brakes on what I'm doing so much this year. I could not even begin to tell you. And that is my wife's job. Really. Now, I need to say this the right way. The thing that's changing is that Lish is not going to be doing hair anymore. She's been doing hair part-time since the babies have been born. She was full-time before that. Her part-time schedule is still overly booked. She ends up going in 4 days a week sometimes instead of 3 days a week. But what it has meant is that with our childcare, I have to be home by 2 p.m. multiple days per week. And not only that, even the other days, like I do my best to give Lish her own time to go out and, you know, take care of herself because I'm out riding, I'm out working, doing all these things. What it means though, is that the amount of time I actually get to work is not as much as I need to really continue to move this business forward the way that we need. Now, I am freakishly productive during the day. Thankfully, I built up these habits that have helped me just turn on and go, and I'm getting more organized. So many things do get done. I mean, if you look at our year, I'm so proud of it. But you guys, the amount of times I've driven home, both hands on the steering wheel, 10 and 2, it's like 1:45 in the afternoon. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't get this done. I didn't get this done. I didn't get this done. And now I am going home and watching my three kids for the rest of the day. And I'm probably not going to be able to do anything else, which by the way, Amber, remember the fear hour I was talking about, the work?
Yeah. You were really stressed out about that.
You guys, I made, and I should probably tell you too, because obviously I talk a big game on this podcast, but I had brought up the fact that I was just at this breaking point where I was driving home like that, so stressed about what I could not do that day. And partially is me changing my mindset. I need to focus on what I got done opposed to what I didn't get done. But I'll tell you, 6 hours for a workday is not enough time when you're trying to grow a business, no matter how productive that you are, especially at the size that we're at. And the hardest part is that, dude, we have so many things that we clearly need to do. And it's just kind of still up to me at this point to move it forward. So basically, I'm going to get like an extra 2 to 3 hours a day. People, did you hear that? 2 to 3 hours a day to work on Dialed Health. Do you know what I can do in 2 to 3 hours? I'll give you a couple examples. First off, it's a podcast. We could do that in 2 to 3 hours. I could do, let's just say 3 hours. In 3 hours, I could without a doubt do a newsletter and a blog post, or I could, what are some other things I could do? I could clear out 2 days worth of emails, maybe. The amount of networking and outreach stuff I could do is bonkers. The thing is, the ideas of what we can do with Dialed Health are so endless, and they will continue to be endless because I'm creative. It's the stuff I like to do. Like, I have to stop myself so frequently from creating more work because I'm like, dude, we already have enough cooking, you know? We could ask Amber. I've had to like say no to a lot more moving into the last part of this year. And even then, we have so many opportunities coming up. I'm just like, dude, like, what if, like, do we do this or not? So 2 to 3 hours of work a day extra, you guys. Just wait until next year. You're going to see it. And I'm going to call it out right now because I don't feel like I need to do it for anyone but me. I want to do this work. Knowing exactly what to do every day and not being able to do it because your hands are tied with other responsibilities and responsibilities that are more important, which is my family, it's such a hard feeling. There's no part of me that's happy I have a shorter work day. I can't wait to work. I love to work on Dialed Health and I'm going to get to do so much more of it next year. Like, Amber, could you do some math for me real quick? Let's just do 2.5 hours a week, 5 days a week for 1 year. I need to know how much time that is. And while you're calculating that, I have to say the fear hour I hinted at in previous episodes was me being so stressed driving home and being like, I'm going to literally lose my job if I don't do more work because I'm letting opportunities slip through my fingers. I didn't respond to an email. This person's unhappy. Like, these are all things that I'm like very tangibly watching negative things happen in my business simply because I don't have that extra time. So I was like, every night, no matter what, I'm going to force myself out of pure fear and let that motivate me to get this work done at night. And I'm going to tell you guys, we're starting work usually at 6 a.m. going to 2 p.m. But like being home by 2 p.m. So by the time you eat lunch, you do your drive, it's like 6 hours of work. And then watching my three kids that are all under three and then doing dinner and all that stuff. Wife gets home at like 6:37, putting all the kids down by 8 o'clock to go back in and to work is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. I'll just tell you straight up, because you're so exhausted in the realest way. And the nights where I would work before my kids got put down, dude, my son just comes in and opens the door and he throws trucks on my lap and stuff. Like, it is so hard. I mean, I don't have that big of a house. So if I lock on the door, he just bangs on it. You know what I mean? Like, working at home, every parent will know, can be impossible at certain times. And bedtime is probably one of the worst times. So these are all things I've been trying to do to struggle with to get more time in. I could not squeeze more time out of the hours I'm given each day. And, you know, I'm not going to miss workouts. I'm not going to like not give my wife any time to herself. But Amber, how much time am I going to get back?
You're getting back 650 hours, equivalent of 81 8-hour workdays.
Yes. Oh, my. You know who I feel like right now, Amber? This is a throwback to the mid-2000s. You ready for this?
Oh, geez.
Winning. Whose quote is that?
Oh, geez.
Charlie Sheen, dude.
Charlie Sheen.
That was like coked up Charlie Sheen. I feel like coked up Charlie Sheen right now. Yes. You're telling me I get 81 more workdays next year?
8-hour workdays, not 6-hour workdays.
This is why it doesn't sound as significant to you guys as it does for me, but I knew it was like that. And with the support that we have, the team that's growing, and 81 extra 8-hour workdays of myself going full cokehead Charlie Sheen ham on my own schedule? Are you serious? What do you think we're going to get done? I'm going to ask everyone, think about the year that we've had. And this is me just kind of talking some smack right now, but really think about what we've accomplished from the Vert Challenge to growing members to just a better product to content, all this stuff. And then think about me personally getting that extra amount of time with all the extra support we have toward the end of this year. That's what 2022 is going to be. It's so messed up, Amber. I'm so excited. It's just on. It's on. Okay. I'm going to calm down now.
You really are Beyonce now. That's really turning into that's like a manifestation situation. I really gave you that and it turned into that.
Did we tell people what that actually means? Have we even talked about that?
I don't remember, but I mean, basically I told Derek was really frustrated about not having enough time. And I said, Derek, you're not Beyonce. And then he flipped it and was like, I am Beyonce. I can do it. I am Beyonce. And then he, you know, did the Derek rant thing. So
yeah. That was our real conversation. I am Beyonce and I'm going to be Beyonce next year. Gosh dang it. I'm freaking Beyonce. Let's stick with that. Coked up Charlie Sheen probably isn't as good of an image for people, but you know what? 2022 winning. Okay. Freaking winning. Okay. I should probably leave it at that.
The people want a longer episode. You just roll with it. Go to the next thing. This is the Weekly Thoughts with Derek.
Okay. Well, the next note that I have on here is about my morning routine. Someone had asked what my morning routine is on a previous episode, and I told you what my morning routine was pre-twins and what my ideal morning routine is, but also that I really can't do it like that anymore. I mean, even this morning, you guys, just so you know, I tried to sleep. I told Liz last night, I'm sleeping in until 6. Okay. It's like, I want more sleep. I'm destroyed from a road ride I did with Nielsen Palace from EF Education. You guys, fifth at World Championships, like one of our best road riders in the country, if not the world. Absolutely destroyed myself just trying to ride with them. And it was awesome learning experience. But I was like, I want more sleep. And my kids woke up at 5:49 is when I looked at the calendar and they're crying. So like they wake up, they're crying. There's two babies. It's the house. Things get going. I've realized that trying to be more present and actually just taking care of the kids. And then Lish got up this morning too. Usually I'd like let her sleep a little longer, but now the kids aren't waking up in the night. So she's been getting up earlier. That's all. It has been really nice, but also my ability to wake up and do my affirmations, read my Bible, read an actual book, do some visualization, my gratitude, like that, it just is so difficult to happen. And it was funny. After a couple months, my twins were born. My dad came by my studio and one of his best friends has twins and had told my dad, he's like, just so you know, like this is super gnarly. Like you need to make sure your son's okay. Like he straight up told my dad that. My dad came by one day randomly and he's like, hey man, like really, how are you doing? And I told him, I was like, man, I'm so bummed. Like I can't read anymore. I was like, I'm so tired at night from taking care of them that it feels impossible. And in the morning, I don't have my time that I had with Otto sleeping until 7 in the morning. You know, I had 2 hours to, I did a lot of social media work and I did all my, you know, daily affirmations. I set my stuff up. And those are the things that made me like who I am now. And I want to keep growing as a person. And I'm so afraid that if I lose that routine, I'm going to also lose my trajectory and lose who I am. And I remember him telling me, he's like, dude, you're gonna have to let it go for a while. And I was so pissed because I was like, no, I can't. I need to fight and I can't. And so he was right. And I have had to let it go to an extent. And I have not been reading as much this year. I did read a full book recently, which was great, but I haven't been reading as much. I'm still reading my Bible, just not as consistently. It's not every single morning. And I've tried multiple different things, like doing it as the first thing I do when I get to work. But truthfully, my mind starts going on my commute. By the time I walk in the door, it's like go time. And I tried it again the other day and completely forgot. So long story short, I am still working on that, but like I talked about in the previous episode, it's like building those habits when you can is so important because they will build you into this person that optimizes whatever situation you get. And now I'm trying to refigure out how I can implement this stuff. And I have a feeling I'm just going to have to ride it out until my twins sleep a little bit longer. Truthfully, they're 10 months old. I'd say in another 3 months, there's a good chance I'll get that time back in the morning. We'll see. I can't wait for it. So something I just wanted to bring up to you guys. Also, I have to update you. I did a whole rant on how I can't work with higher level athletes on a few podcasts. You remember that, Amber?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. And it's really interesting because since then I've started working with high level athletes.
Oh my gosh. And you keep on saying like, I'm not going to do the thing. I'm not going to do any projects. And then now here you are like, I'm going to work with high level athletes now.
Here's the thing. I've realized that I can't work with people in the sense that like I'm writing them custom programs on their training peaks and doing all that stuff. But the truth is there's so many high level athletes out there that really aren't looking for everything to be spoon fed to them. And honestly, that is where my product actually works. And so I've had a conversation with a few athletes recently. Hopefully we'll announce all this stuff soon, but that are like, no, dude, like really, I just want to go from not having any structure to having some structure. And to have some contact with them would be really helpful. So these are people, you know, I'm like giving my number to, letting them text me directly for little things here and there. But if they're willing to use the programs on dialedhelp.com, if they don't feel like they need every single thing spoon-fed to them and they can just reach out when they need it, really not much different from what the Dialed fam is doing themselves, then I think I can be there to help them. And for us to be able to share content is the most valuable thing for me. I don't need to have official affiliation or logos on jerseys or whatever. I'm not thinking about that yet, but there are a few people that I've talked to in the last couple of weeks that has been a really cool opportunity and they're super stoked on what I'm doing. And we found a way to actually make it work opposed to the way I had assumed it would have to be for everyone, which is like daily contact, custom program, like so much time and energy showing up to races. Like I just can't do that because it's not the product I'm trying to build. So anyways, that has changed, but I had to follow up with that because we're going to be announcing it soon. And I figured some people would be like, wait a second. Like I thought that's exactly what you said you weren't going to do. But thankfully we have some high level dudes that are really into exactly what Dialed Health is. And it doesn't take me off of the focus of building the actual product, that's the reason I don't want to, you know, I don't want to focus on one person more so than actual product. So I guess we'll just keep this thing rolling, Amber. I have a lot of random notes. Here's a note I wrote down. Make clean content that is cool. And I know that you're snickering at this. Okay. So I got connected with a new partnership and we'll be announcing that soon. One thing I've really appreciated about this brand is their culture. And one thing I've noticed about their culture is that their content's really cool, but it's like, it's clean. Like even the playlist they use as their official Spotify playlist and stuff are like mostly like clean. And I was like, whoa, I really like this because I'm a pretty clean dude. And, you know, I still listen to super raw music. And I was just telling Amber when I work out and I get these lyrics stuck in my head that drive me crazy. And it's just, I've been trying to get away from that. And so long story short, the problem is when you go to like quote unquote clean things, a lot of times it can be really corny and maybe not well done. And I just really want to like change that. I want to put out more really cool content that's just all around 100% positive, encouraging, that's real. Because, you know, we talk about real stuff on this podcast. We have adult conversations, but it doesn't need to be like, it can be clean content. And I'm sorry, Amber, I think that's what you're roped in on, dude. You gonna be able to do this?
I can do it. For the people that don't know me, like, I was on a ride a couple of weeks ago and a couple of us peeled off to go do hills and then meet the rest of the group. And one of the guys was like, "Are you in the service?" And I'm like, "No." And he's like, I said, "Why?" And he said, "I don't know. You just drop an F-bomb really eloquently. And so I just assumed you were like in the Marines or something."
No way.
And so like, that's kind of who I am, but I'm trying to honestly work on that because Derek has inspired me to do so. And so I've cut way back on my naughty words, but like I listened to some really bad music and Derek and I were jamming earlier, or I was trying to make him jam to explicit music and it was kind of a thing. But I was telling him too, like, it would be nice to see more clean content,
but that's cool in quality and like actually tasteful, because you can tell when things are forced and not genuine. And yeah, I don't know, like the big thing is like, I'm not trying to make content for kids. Like, kids are not our customers. Like, you guys want a funny thing? I don't really like kids that much. My wife has always known this. I'm just not like a kid guy. It's funny, having kids definitely makes you like kids more and appreciate kids and want to encourage kids and be supportive. You know, like I have been very interested in like high school mountain bike racing stuff and how I can help. And you want to help kids early on. But even then, it's like, I'm talking about like 13, 14 year olds. Like, I'm not like a kid guy. And I'm not trying to make kid content. I'm trying to make content for adults that is real, but like empowering, you know, and just all and always positive. So I think it reflects really more of who I am and who I want to be. And, you know, even though I love turning on some Meek Mill in the gym and getting after it, and I will still continue to do that, I'm slowly like kind of getting away from it. And I don't know, dude, just trying to keep things like, just trying to really elevate my, even like my way of thinking. I think it's a good way to do that. So yeah, stay tuned for that kind of stuff. You can call me out if I'm not living up to it. Now, last thing I'll say, I had a really great feeling walking into the studio this morning. And I know this weekly thoughts is all over the place, but that's why we have it here. I walked in to the studio and I'm wheeling my bike in and it's this sick bike. And I have cases of Red Bull in the studio and the studio is beautiful. And it's a strength training studio where we're about to record a podcast. We're making this content and I'm thinking about like vlogging on my ride today and how integrated all these things are. And I'm like, dude, this is like my dream come true. This is exactly what I want to be doing right now. This is the environment I want to be in. This is the type of stuff I want to be doing. This is what I feel like I'm here to do. It was a really good feeling. And it's funny, but I think just the pace of the year, I haven't really stopped back and look at that as much. And recently getting on this cross country bike, man, has been it has clicked so much for me. Like, so much about it has brought me this crazy happiness because it works so well with my lifestyle. It feels like something I've been missing for a while. It's just really weird to say, but yeah, man, I don't know. I had that like realization this morning of just like, wow, this is like exactly really what I want to be doing. And it's so cool. And I think also what I'm happy about is that no part of me is trying to kick my feet up, because I know we're so far away from that. Like, in the same breath, I can look around and be like, wow, this is really awesome. Like, by the time I'm inhaling again, I'm like, we got work to do. Like, that's literally, wow, this is awesome. We got work to do. Well, man, that's awesome. We got work to do. Like, that's like literally my brain on repeat all day. Unless I get bad news and then I'm like, we're going out of business. And then 2 minutes later, we get really good news and I'm like, we're on top of the world. Like, that's literally, that's my bipolar lifestyle. Maybe that's why I'm looking for more clean content, because like everything outside of the crazy stress of building dialed health is, I want it to just be uplifting. Maybe that's the thing. I don't know. But yeah, it's pretty cool, Amber. I really had that feeling.
The quote, it's just like that quote that from last week, which we didn't even do the weekly quote this week.
Oh, I missed the quote, you guys.
The weekly quote last week was, good job, now do it again, or whatever it was. And that's how it feels right now.
That's true, because even, it was so funny, but so a couple of things happened. Over the weekend, we thought we lost the podcast interview we did with Taylor. Sorry, Taylor, if you're hearing that now and you're just, I didn't bring it up to anybody, and Amber included, because I was like, okay, until we know for sure, it's not worth stressing out other people. And we found out we recovered it, which was really good. So it was like, bad news, don't stress, just do what you can. Okay, it was actually good. We're fine. And then I had some good news yesterday. And then Amber, we started this conversation today with some good news. And again, it's just like future stuff that we're going to be smart not bring up yet. But yeah, it's really funny how up and down things go constantly. And like even reading my emails, you guys, like it'll be a cancellation and crazy negative feedback. It'll be the next one will be someone just saying I've changed their life and they're the happiest they've been in 20 years. Like that is my literally up and down of my communication throughout the day. And of course, there's a lot in between. There's a lot more casual conversation that happens, but it's a freaking trip, dude. It really is. And I guess I apologize too for not doing the weekly quote. How are we going to organize the quotes?
I'm trying to like find one real fast and it's not going well. Maybe I should put that on my list here of like, Amber, find a weekly quote.
I just need to remember, dude, I save so many things like that. Yeah, I'm going to mess it up if I try and do it now. So we won't even worry about it. We'll come back next week swinging. But thank you guys for kind of being inside my brain for the last 25 minutes or so. I hope you enjoy it because it is cool to be able to talk about just all this random stuff, very candidly. It's like turning into a little therapy session. So anyways, have an awesome weekend, and I'll see you guys Monday for our 100th episode with Spencer Raffkamp.